gambling law.
The National Restaurant Association says it strongly believes in the importance of providing nutrition information to consumers, and that the FDA regulation means that around the country, diners and restaurants will have a new tool to help them make choices that are right for them. Allison Aubrey, NPR News. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 614 up 9 and 3 quarters. Soft December 549 up 6 and 3 quarters. December corn is 372 and a quarter up 4 and 3 quarters. March 385 up 4 and 3 quarters. May 394 up 4 and 3 quarters. July 401 and a quarter up 5. January soybeans 1051 and a half up 17 and 3 quarters. March 1056 and a quarter up 16 and a half. May 1061 and 3 quarters up 16. July 1065 up 15 and a half. December soybean meal 386.20 up 11.30. January 372.60 up $10. January soybean oil is 33.66 up 30. December live cattle 169.90 up 40. January feeders 231.37 and a half down 197 and a half. And December lean hogs are 91.80. They're up 47 and one half. On the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What has gotten into soybeans this morning?
Well, you know, that is a good question, and I don't have the true answer to it other than, we got down to some support levels here yesterday. Jan beans closed. And in the last 39 years, Jan beans have closed higher going into this before Thanksgiving 72% of the time. So I think part of that's going in there. It's a low-volume rally that we are rallying off the 100-day moving average we got down touch close to. And we're seeing a little buying today and very little selling. You know, harvest 97% over. The weather, the rain, even that 3% is going to have a hard time finding its way to market here soon. And as we said, saw yesterday at the meeting, farmers just aren't selling beans right now. So that all put together, we've got little selling pressure today, and they're running on the upside.
If you squint your eyes at January soybean chart, it looks suspiciously like a mini head and shoulders top, and today's rally does nothing to elude that fear.
No. It doesn't, and we can actually run just a little bit farther here, not a lot, and still stay within that head and shoulders parameters. So, you know, basically, we might see a little blow off and a little bit easier after this one. But, today, there's definitely strength in the market from tight farmer holding and good processor looking for beans. I think, the bean basis level with 97% done has really rebounded back, just like we talked about yesterday. The exporters and the processors, especially with the crush margins, are wanting to get their hand on some cash beans, and they know it's going to be sort of hard to do until January if they don't buy them pretty soon.
Why has producers locked their beans up?
Why have they locked their beans up? Well, basically along the way, the markets rewarded them handsomely at this point in time, and the ones that didn't take that are saying that they feel there is a tightness here. They're seeing things improve. Farmers don't sell up markets, and generally, Dave. They wait until it's turned around a day or two. So basically, they're not buying anything. They're continuing to up their bids to see what will price them loose.
Corn market remains a choppy affair.
Yeah, the key support for the March corn comes in that 370, 3 3/4 level like that. We're staying substantially above that. We're being pulled higher by the beans. If beans weren't up 18, corn maybe I'd be up 1 to 2 if we were anything doing that. So, we are looking at the idea of some more loading of corn at the Gulf in the coming up weeks. I think, as we talked about, that all the containers that will be around will probably be filled with beans to go back to China here, and that'll open up a little room for us to actually get our corn export loadings to be developing a little faster here in the next month, Dave.
We really do need to see, now that we're, past essentially the November crop production and WASDE numbers, which is a quiet period. December is usually a downtime for those reports. Then we wait for the January Super Bowl reports when 4 are released on one day.
Right.
We're going to really be watching, I suppose, demand side of the equation, but not a week-to-week thing because we got a long way to go, but it probably would be important to see something sustained over a month or two.
I mean, it's going to be good to see, number one, some good shipments to get the crop moving out of the country, and it's also going to be good to see some sales continue to develop because we do have a big corn crop, Dave. I mean, it is large out there, and our shipments have been limited by the number of beans being sent out all at once here that way, too. So that is a big deal. I think that we are going to pick up on shipping some corn here. We do have a couple positives in the corn market as we look down South America. Is running 2 weeks behind a lot of things, and a lot of their safrina, second crop corn, may be limited because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's happening in the Ukraine with all of their political tensions along the way, and how much may not get harvested, planted, or whatever because of financing over there. So a lot of things going on, but all in all, the weather in Brazil is looking a little bit better for now. We've got the rail line should be doing a little better job here as freight sort of slacks up a little bit. And along the way also, we are supposed to warm up again next week a little bit, keeping the barge traffic running pretty smoothly, down through to the Mississippi. So those things could be a little bit that way, but this week does have the tendency to rally into Thanksgiving.
And so the bulls eat turkey for Thanksgiving, and then what happens?
Well, I guess the bear sort of gets hungry in the meantime, and he roars enough to maybe get to have some ham for Christmas.
That's how the old expression goes. Say, you brought up Ukraine. I saw some numbers from their ag ministry this morning that suggests that of the planted hectares, and that's about 6.85 million, that as much as maybe 1.2 million are of the sprout, these are that have sprouted, 1.2 million is rated in poor condition already. This cannot be good.
No, and of course, it gets pretty cold there, and along the way without a good snow cover, we might see some wheat problems there. And of course, we're seeing our wheat up 6 cents today also. I don't know if it's on because of that, but that sure is beneficial if we don't have quite the competition from there as usual. The thing that a lot of feed wheat coming out of France, we talked about that yesterday also, that there's at least a couple Panamaxes of wheat coming at the southeast, feed wheat also. So that's going to be, substitute on in some of those rations. It's going to make some of the rail coming out of the Midwest on that corn. They'll be able to use those two Panamaxes of wheat to help out a little bit.
We got about a minute left. From the conference yesterday, the Farm Assets Conference that we sponsored, as you wandered around the room, heard from people, heard from featured speakers, something that you picked up that you think our listeners should know.
I think one thing is we're going to pick up our corn shipments because we're going to be sending some of the beans to China, and those containers are sending all this stuff over here for our Christmas shopping time period, number one, that way. And I think Kurt brought out one of the biggest points yesterday was basically for farmers with grain here, we said that basis, tight basis and high prices generally don't come together. And they were saying, well, should I do an HTA? And he says, really, with the differential in basis levels at different processors and river terminals during the time, probably a put or a futures position would be better for the farmers.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current ticket in the marketplace. December corn is 372, up 4.5. March, 384.5, up 4.25. July is $4.75, up 4.5. January beans, 10.51¾, up 18. In July, 10.65¾, up 16¼. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.